This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Your number is 877-217-5757. We were slated to start our show today with the famed political consultant Mark McKinnon, but he has an emergency and will likely be with us on Thursday. But we have Lamar White, frequent contributor to this program and to Louisiana at large with his Bayou Brief. And he is here with a preview of the governor's election and more. Again, 877-217-5757, 11 days before the finish line between John Bel Edwards and Eddie Rasponi. And John Bel Edwards, of course, won the election 4 years ago in a runoff, rather convincingly, 56-44%. I think everybody expects a much closer race, and many are saying that Eddie Rasponi has a fighting shot of becoming the governor of Louisiana. Yesterday, Mr. Rasponi, native of Baton Rouge, did his early voting, and here he was commenting on his reaction to some of the campaign tactics used by the governor.
He will do anything. Comparing us to David Duke, they playing the race card again. It's disgusting, and he needs to do something about it. He can't just continue down that path. It's disgusting. The governor has to answer for that. Those are the kind of things that are going on. He's desperate. He's going to continue to do those things.
Now, Lamar White, what's your take on the outrage from Eddie Rasponi?
Well, yeah, a few things. I mean, that's the radio piece that he's referring to is not actually coming from the governor's camp. It's sponsored by political organization Bold. And there's an additional mail piece that mentions David Duke that I think suspiciously looks like it could have been done by the Republicans themselves. Uses some language about food stamps and Southern and Grambling that just don't seem to resonate. It's just not the language that Democrats usually use. So I think this could be a little bit of manufactured outrage. But I will say, I mean, Rasponi began his campaign by talking about immigrants and building a wall, and he has a supporting PAC, Jeff Landry's PAC, Make Louisiana Great Again, that's been running an ad that many people, both conservative and liberal, have compared to the infamous Willie Horton ad. I mean, just, I think, straight-up racist. The ad that accuses John Bel of releasing violent criminals onto the street, conflating his criminal justice reform efforts with some sort of fictional increase in crime.
So, well, Eddie Rasponi was 42 years old when David Duke ran against Edwin Edwards for governor in 1991, and presumably he voted. That can be checked. That was an election with extremely high turnout, over 80%. But 671,000 people voted for David Duke, 671,009 to be precise. He got more votes in defeat than John Bel Edwards received in victory 4 years ago. And about 60% of the white people and about 75% of Republicans voted for Mr. Duke. I would be curious to know if Eddie Rasponi voted for David Ernest Duke in the year of 1991. It would be interesting for him to comment.
That's a good question, and I think a relevant one. It's definitely a relevant question. Based on some of the positions that he's taken, remember Duke sort of tempered his craziness during that campaign, right? And it attempted to appeal to moderate Christian conservatives and claim that he was a born again who had renounced his neo-Nazi past. Not excusing anybody who voted for him because the guy's a monster, but it explains at least in part why he was appealing to so many folks, despite his past.
But in political campaigns, all is fair, and the correct answer in that case would be, I voted for Edwin Edwards.
Right.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Yeah. But I'd be curious to know. Obviously, many of those 671,009 people are still around. Many of them still vote. And they're probably not going to vote for John Bel Edwards in this election. So David Duke, like it or not, was in the mainstream of Louisiana politics for a few years. He got almost 45% of the votes for a U.S. Senate quest against J. Bennett Johnson.
Yeah,
And if
he
not,
received 55% of white voters in that class.
Actually, a little more than that against Johnston. Over 60 against Johnston, and a little over 55 against Edwards. If not for the judgment of African American voters, we would have had U.S. Senator David Ernest Duke and Governor David Ernest Duke of the great state of Louisiana. And I'm surprised that Mr. Duke, who as we know loves attention, has not immersed himself in this race in some fashion.
Yeah, I guess he's been busy trolling Steve Scalise, and I don't know what he's doing, actually, frankly. I kind of wish that he would just disappear.
Well, he is 69 years old, and he hasn't won an election in 30 years, and some would say, why trot him out again? Obviously, when we're talking about a race that was 28 years ago, many of the people who will be voting weren't even alive when Duke was in his heyday in Louisiana.
It's true, but, you know, you've got, like you mentioned, I mean, Rusfoni was 42, you said?
He was 42. He's 70 years old now, so that was 28 years ago.
We know that voters over the age of 65 are, you know, disproportionately more likely to vote than people under the age of 35. So, to a certain extent, I understand why one would say, want to remind people that there are echoes of that David Duke campaign, and to steer clear of anybody that's messaging on divisive stuff like, you know, banning all immigrants and refusing asylum seekers, building a wall, and, you know, the commercial that they ran about make Louisiana great again, where it just completely confuses the truth about criminal justice reform in the state of Louisiana.
We're going to get to some investigative reporting from the Bayou Brief and Lamar White in a moment regarding Eddie Lee Rusfoni. But there are some other matters, and as noted, you can reach Lamar on this program. We'll go to the phone lines in a bit, 877-217-5757, or send an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. Tracy at the Capitol wants to know what impact President Trump will have on this election. He will be in Monroe tomorrow to campaign for Eddie Lee Rusfoni, and he will be in Tuscaloosa Saturday. Now, the president went to a World Series game last week in Washington, and it was a disaster. In Washington, D.C., they were yelling, lock him up, lock him up. In Tuscaloosa, it will be a love fest, let's face it, both from the LSU fans and from the Alabama fans. He will be in his element in the Southeastern Conference, a conference in which he carried all 11 states in the year of 2016. And now he is a Floridian, so he is actually a resident of a Southeastern Conference state. What do you think about Donald Trump and his impact on this election, Lamar White?
It's a question. I mean, I think he arrived, I think, relatively too late last time, right? He was here the day before the jungle primary, probably understood what the internal polling suggested, and jumped into Louisiana to take some credit for forcing runoff that he actually didn't force, probably didn't change a single voter's mind. He's going to be here a little bit earlier during the cycle, right? It could make a little bit of a difference in Monroe, Ralph Abraham's district. However, I mean, I tend to agree when the governor says there's not a single voter who is going to be convinced not to to support incumbent because of the president. I tend to agree with that. I don't think that Rusfoni is actually gaining any new voters, but Trump's capable of motivating the base like really no other. So the past couple of days of early voting turnout have been really good for Democrats, and it looks like Republicans may have to play some catch-up if they want to be competitive.
877-217-5757 for Lamar White. Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana. Good morning, Henry.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Mr. Lamar. You know, I'll be the first to admit it. I may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but for the life of me, I can't see how a known draft dodger could ridicule our governor for his years, not only of service to the country, but beyond, because he was an Army Ranger and a graduate of West Point. How could someone like that have a legitimate chance?
I think I know who Henry's voting for, but Eddie Rasponi, I give him a break on this. He's not a very skilled interviewee, and he put his foot in his mouth. And Joe Biden does it on a regular basis, by the way. But on this one, I kind of give him some I cut him some slack, Lamar.
Well, you're nicer than I am, Jim, because I think that I would have cut him some slack if he hadn't doubled and then tripled down on these comments and suggested that everyone that listened to it, that Matt Dunn and Jim Leggett from Alexandria, Louisiana, interview him, that we had all misheard it. I mean, it was very clear what he had said, so... I thought that was a little insulting. He should have just apologized, gotten it over with, and said he misspoke. And
all right, we're going to continue with Lamar White, 877-217-5757. This is Jim Inkster with Lamar White of the Bayou Brief. Matt Doyle's producing. 877-217-5757 as we move along, and we're talking about the governor's election, 11 shopping days available between now and November 16th, and of course, early voting has already begun, and so far it is reported to be much more brisk, particularly in urban areas, which could be a good sign for John Bel Edwards. Charlotte in Iberia Parish. Charlotte, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to contribute. I'm wondering whether there has been any ad that counters Eddie Rasponi's assertion that Louisiana is the only state that has been losing jobs, whereas Nightly Business Report has stated that between January and February of this year, there were at least four states that have lost jobs, and they range from 4,700 to 8,100 jobs, and this is in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio.
All right. Is Eddie Rasponi being... sincere and accurate when he talks about the economic condition of our state, Lamar?
No, in a word, no. And I find it like really hilarious and ironic because on the one hand, he's has this doom and gloom narrative about the state's economy that he likes to roll out and to talk about to scare people up, you know. But at the same time, he's aligned himself very closely with Donald Trump, who is more than happy to take the credit for the state of Louisiana's economic recovery. So the day the president came here during the jungle primary, the day before the election, the White House had actually shared on social media a number of three or four different infographs about the state's economic performance. Mm-hmm. And it just ran completely counter to what Rasponi and at that time Abraham's messages were.
Right. Now, I spoke with Foster Campbell this morning, and he said the governor has finally taken the gloves off against President Trump, asking why the president is trying to tell the people of Louisiana how to vote when he has amassed a $1 trillion deficit and the state of Louisiana has a balanced budget. And I think that's a valid comparison, Lamar.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, there's so many differences between the president and our governor. Our governor is a man of integrity who lives by an honor code. Yeah, I can't say the same thing about the president of the United States.
A man you give an F minus in his...
An F minus, yeah.
Ray in Prairieville. Hi, Ray. You're on Talk Louisiana with Lamar White.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Jim. An interesting discussion. I'd like to ask Mr. Lamar White if he... make a comment on the city of St. George formation. We're talking about racism with David Duke. I'd like to hear what he has to say about whether racism was involved in the formation of the city of St. George.
I don't know if you followed that, Lamar, but...
I did, yeah.
But it's still a big story, and it's front page of The Advocate. Lawsuit puts St. George Incorporation in limbo. When I was at Louis today at the next table, I heard some gentlemen saying that, quote, Democrats were trying to stop the people from having what they voted for. And maybe there are some Democrats, including the mayor, who is obviously attempting to stop this. But one of the leading people against it is well-known Republican Richard Lipsey. So
a lot from of people, Alexandria, Louisiana, originally.
Well, it's an interesting scenario we have in the largest parish in Louisiana.
I feel like the origin story about St. George is decidedly racist. I don't think there's any way to get around what had the underlying motivation was. I can't really speak to the most recent iteration of the campaign that was successful in the ballot, you know, on the ballot. Okay. But setting that aside, it's clearly a financial disaster, and it's not going to work. So it seems a little ironic that these probably a majority of these folks are conservative Republicans that espouse fiscal responsibility. I mean, this is not fiscal responsibility. This
Patrick in Innisfail Estates. Patrick, good morning. You're on with Lamar White of the Bayou Brief.
Yeah, hey, the caller that just listed the four states that are also losing jobs, and they're also Democrat-run states and have Democrat governors, so I thought that was kind
of
funny.
Some of them were carried by President Trump.
Yeah, but we voted overwhelmingly for Trump, but we also have a Democrat governor. Well, of course, our economy's not doing as great as the others.
Mentioned Ohio. Ohio, of course, went strongly for Trump.
Yeah, Bob Kasich's he's basically a Democrat. But look, real quick, I want to get to my point. I guess according to Lamar White, I'm a racist because I vote for Republicans, and you know, it doesn't matter that my mother was an immigrant. You know,
How old are you, Patrick?
I'm about 44.
Okay,
but I'm a racist because I vote Republican, according to Lamar White.
You were not old enough to vote in '91, but if you'd had that choice, and obviously it was
my mother voted against David Duke, and a lot of Republicans did, and she voted for Edwards.
Okay,
I remember that clearly because I was in high school at the time, and there were a lot of Republicans that didn't vote for David Duke, and I agree. I don't know how he was able to run as a Republican back then, but that was, 40 years ago? 30 years ago. Back then, the Republicans didn't, you know, they should have been more forceful. And I remember my mother saying that they should have been more forceful and saying this guy can't run as a Republican because he's a Nazi.
All right. We got a lot of people in line, but you made a good point. Lamar, your response to Patrick.
Yeah, I just want to say real quick. Is it Patrick? I never called you a racist. I don't know you. I don't necessarily think you're a racist. And to dovetail on what you said about Republicans in that election, I mean, when David Duke ran for state rep in 1989, Presidents Reagan and President George H.W. Bush both recorded robocalls here in Louisiana to convince people not to vote for David Duke. So it was a very different time in the Republican Party just 30 years ago.
Paul in Opelousas. Hi, Paul. You're on with Lamar White. Thank you, Patrick. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Lamar. Just a question on just a comment, I should say, on the David Duke thing and the racism and stuff like that. Is that attitude that Duke had just really being revealed and being accepted in polite conversation with our present president? That's just always been there. It's always been sitting back there, and it just came out in a nice, polite way. Thank you.
Well, there's no doubt the current president is supported by Mr. Duke. There's very little doubt about that. He likes him a lot. But Paul had a comment beyond that. Do you wish to respond, Lamar?
I couldn't really hear him too well.
All right. Well, let's try to get to as many as we can. Thank you, Paul. Dan downtown. Hello, Dan. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Yeah, Mr. White, as to the echoes and this David Duke ad you talk about, it sounds like an echo of Henry Ford's tactics of planting goons in a union strike rally to start fights in order to drum up public support for the company and against employees.
What do you think?
Okay, I'm not sure.
All right.
How that
okay.
fits exactly.
All right. Well, he made a statement, and Dan, of course, is a very passionate man, good lawyer. Suzette on
yeah,
Blue Bonnet.
That's interesting. It's an interesting metaphor.
Good morning, Suzette. You're on with Lamar White.
I have a question about St. George. I can't remember how many residents live in the metropolitan Baton Rouge area, but it's my understanding that 87,000 live in the city of St. George. 34,000 were registered voters, and only 17,000 passed this.
Yeah, 55. I think about 55,000 are registered voters, and 17,000 and a few more were responsible for a measure that affects obviously the whole parish. So,
right. I don't understand how that is possible and how that came to be, because it's been a negative. We won't even have a hospital in Baton Rouge anymore. Am I correct?
Well, unless those hospitals are annexed to Baton Rouge, which could be possible.
I thought that they annexed out. Yeah, I think they may have annexed out the hospital.
So,
right. It somehow it just doesn't seem plausible for that number to affect the entire metropolitan area in such a negative way.
Well, we're going to be talking more about St. George. We've got an election for governor in 11 days, and we'll continue for a few more minutes with Lamar White of the Bayou Brief after this pause for the news.